Jane glanced around the restaurant's table covered in a white tablecloth. Of the six chairs, only one was vacant. Back home, she wasn't very social, so needless to say, she was uncomfortable at this group gathering. She should have stayed in her hotel, but that would have meant starting things off on the wrong foot with her new coworkers. She hadn't been here long enough to acquire a taste for most of Earth's food. Unfortunately, pizza, French fries, and Twix candy bars were not on the fancy menu. That's the only stuff she'd liked so far. The older human male, Thomas Wheeler, cleared his throat.
"Again, I want to thank you all for coming tonight. I speak for everyone at the Bureau when I say we're excited to see what this new department can do. We're honored that you've accepted a position with FPU.
FPU. Jane had to think what that stood for. Federal Paranormal Unit. She'd never get used to the humans' usage of letters for everything. FBI, CIA, LOL, LMFAO. She hadn't figured out what that meant yet. She hoped this new job and new planet was the right decision. She had no choice but to leave her planet. No matter what her parents said, she had to go. She couldn't take the consequences had she stayed. It was hard enough knowing that her mother and father were communicating with her every hour on the hour, checking up on her, and wanting to make sure she was okay. What they really wanted was for her to go home. She couldn't. Home was now Earth. It would take time, but she'd get used to it. Wheeler was still talking.
"Now that we've all met, except for Antonio Ramirez, who's having relocation problems, I expect to see everyone at 8 in the morning, ready to start the caseload."
He turned to her new boss.
"Brock, anything you want to say to your team?"
Brock smiled all around, a distinct glow flashing in his eyes. Red. That was unusual. She was probably the only one who noticed it due to her exceptional abilities.
"Just that I'm glad you're all here and to remember the discretion needed when it comes to what your job is and who you work with."
Her eyes narrowed. This male was different, not totally human. She felt immense restrained power from him. Then it clicked. She knew exactly what he was, and knowing brought a smile to her face. The first rule was not to discuss the special abilities that put them in the paranormal category. Maybe after a while, they would build enough camaraderie to get to know each other. But right now, she wanted to get out of here, back to her apartment. Hell, a hot bath and some of those terrible reality TV shows sounded damn good. Brock knew who she really was and where she came from, but he'd keep any comments to himself. Interestingly enough, he didn't look at her in any strange way, but she guessed with his own differences from the humans, he was probably used to it. Still, she was glad he could be trusted to keep his mouth shut. That was part of the deal she and her brother had worked out for her to come here and help. Nobody was ever to know anything about Jane. Ever. After the human ritual of saying goodbye to everyone, she escaped to look for a place to buy pizza. She'd gotten a whiff of the stuff on her first day there, and now she couldn't stop eating it. She wondered what the hell they put in it. Something bad, or she wouldn't be so addicted. Except her senses didn't find anything other than a great combination of flavors that made her want to take a nap after eating it. She wasn't a slim person by any means. But on her planet, society didn't have expectations of women other than to have babies. Lots of babies. It surprised her how many advertisements she saw geared toward women's physical appearance on Earth. She guessed because, on her planet, her people chose partners based on pheromones. They didn't really have time to worry about anything so insignificant as a woman's weight or body size. Her fancy meal at the group dinner, what she ate of it, left her hungry. Fortunately, a bar half a block from her apartment had wonderful snack foods. She pulled open the door and hurried toward the bar. The bartender smiled at her.
"The usual?"